Okay.
I'd like to call this October 26, 2023, special meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry to order at 6:30. Margaret, would you like to call roll?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. Dr. Stephanie Mastoris?
Present.
Dr. Stephen Cohen?
Present.
Dr. Christopher Carpenter? Dr. Christopher Carpenter?
He's on mute.
Okay, I'll come back. Dr. Robert C. Brown? Dr. Robert Brown? Noted absent. Ms. Diva Galan, public member? Ms. Galan? Noted absent. Mr. Sami Hamed, public member? Mr. Sami Hamed? Noted absent. Dr. Kelly Moffitt?
Present.
Dr. Christopher Carpenter? Still having audio. Let me ask to unmute real quick.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Carpenter.
This is Dr. Carpenter. I'm present. I'm trying to do this on my phone and I'm not very good on my phone here with this.
No worries. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Ms. Fawn Becker, licensing administrator. Fawn Becker, noted absent. Ms. Mona Baskin, assistant attorney general.
Present.
Thank you. And Margaret Whalen, executive director of the board, is present. We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Agenda item C, declaration of conflicts of interest, if any, for this meeting. Are there any conflicts of interest? None here. Everyone's shaking their head no. Okay, agenda item D, request for waiver of hours or extension of time to complete continuing education pursuant to AAC R4-21-212. So Dr. Lewis Pollack is requesting a waiver of 4 hours of her required 32 hours of CE required for relicensure. She has had, or at least a statute is written, she has to suffer serious or disabling illness or show good cause. I think we've all reviewed Dr. Pollack's information and submittals to the board. So I'd like to open it up for discussion. Is there an opportunity for Dr. Pollack to address the board here, Margaret, if that's okay?
Yes.
So if you would like to discuss this with us or have any further comments before we open up for discussion, Dr. Pollack, this is a good time to do it.
I wasn't expecting to have the floor at all.
You're not required to, Dr. Pollack, if you don't feel comfortable.
Okay. Yes, I just, if you have any questions for me, I'm open to explain anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
So then I'll open this up to the board members for discussion regarding Dr. Pollack's request. Any thoughts or comments?
This is Dr. Mastoris. I didn't know about Dr. Pollack, but after reading all the classes you have took, I see that you specialize in neurooptometry, and that is a very cool, difficult thing that you do, and I admire you for it. And I think probably the classes you've taken probably should count double. So it is my belief that we should grant you those 4 hours, no problem.
Dr. Carpenter, any comments?
Yes, this is Dr. Carpenter. Dr. Pollack, condolences for all that you've been going through. But I agree, looking at everything and then as well as the CE classes you've been teaching, I think you've satisfied the requirements and I'm fine with granting an extension on the license.
A waiver, I think, is what she's requesting, a waiver.
A waiver.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Carpenter. Dr. Cohen, any comments?
I too extend my heartfelt feelings for everything that you've been going through, and I hope things are leveling off and better days ahead. And all this, I believe, it qualifies under extenuating circumstances to grant this waiver.
Okay, so I agree with all the other board members that Dr. Pollack, you've shown good cause for this one-time waiver towards this relicensure. I don't have any concerns. Any other comments? Would someone like to make a motion? Okay, I will. So I propose we grant this four-hour waiver towards Dr. Pollack's 32-hour requirement or CE requirement towards relicensure for this licensure period. Is there a second?
Dr. Cohen, I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion?
Can I just say thank you for your time? Thank you.
Okay, so we've had a motion and a second, and I'll open this up to a vote then. Dr. Carpenter, how do you vote?
This is Dr. Carpenter, I vote aye.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen.
Aye.
Dr. Mastoras?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Okay. Agenda item E, call to the public. Any public members that would like to address the board? Okay, I hear nothing. Would someone like to offer a motion to adjourn?
Dr. Cohen, I'll make that we adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Dr. Mastoras, I'll second.
Thank you. So we've got a motion to adjourn and a second. Any further discussion?
Okay. I did a little premature. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep doing your good work.
All right. So we're going to vote. We've had a motion to adjourn and a second. Dr. Carpenter, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
Dr. Mastoras?
Aye.
I also vote aye. This adjourns our meeting. Sorry, let me just say that more formally. This concludes our October 26, 2023 special meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry.
At 6:37, Madam President?
At 6:37.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.